Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the Stay Up podcast. My name is Jim Dacian. I'm author of the book Stay Up Los Angeles Street Art. And today I thought I had the pleasure of introducing Earl Lee, who is the president of Earl Lube Industries and the face behind the street art, All the Girls Love Earl. But instead, I'm told Earl is too busy living an adventurous life. And instead, I have the janitor, Bubba, of Earl Lube Industries that speaks for the great Earl. So I'm excited to introduce Bubba. How you doing, man?
I'm good. And you?
I am fantastic. I'm actually really excited to talk to you because you are the mouthpiece for all of what we understand about Earl. Is that correct?
I am. I'm the mind behind.
The mind behind. So can you give us a little background on the Earl street art campaign?
Earl originally hit the streets approximately 5 years ago this November. Started on the mean streets of Corona Del Mar on a closed down theater there. It was the old Port Theater.
Yeah,
and
well,
from there he's blossomed out, you know, all over the country, actually all over the planet, pretty much through sticker campaign, wheat based, and you know, most recently in the last two or three years, I've been working in LA a lot.
Okay, so why the street? Why street art as a campaign to do this? What is it that makes it so worth it?
I don't know when I first discovered street art, but probably would have to give the nod to Shepard Fairey for the idea behind it, or at least the model behind it. I remember seeing Obey stickers on cars around town long before I ever knew what it was. But every time I'd see a sticker, you could be like 10 or 15 feet away from it, and you knew it was from whatever that was. It was from the same person or that same campaign. Mm-hmm. And I was fascinated by that. And then the more I found out about it, it just drew me in.
Okay. And so, like, this, the concept between this the Bubba and Earl Lee, can you explain how that works for folks?
Yeah, well, first
I think
of all,
to me, that's
that follows,
funny.
Right, well, to me, anybody that follows Earl knows that it has a kernel of humor. It's all based on humor. The creation of Earl was based on humor. But the biggest thing that I wanted to do was to keep my personal ego out of it. I was put together with a screenwriter in the beginning, and not that, you know, I had any aspirations of a movie or anything. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm creating this character. I know nothing about creating a character. And the first thing the guy tells me is that you got to create this guy his whole life. You got to write out his whole life.
Yeah.
And so obviously as the creator, there's parts of you in there and there's parts of things, mostly people that I've admired over my life.
Yeah.
Howard Hughes, you know, those iconic figures, you know, Brad Pitt, Patrick Dempsey nowadays, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But from the beginning, I wanted to keep my ego out of it as much as I could possibly do. And in fact, like when I usually have, you know, a helper helping me do posters and mailing and that kind of stuff. And I always explain to them that we just work for Earl, that I'm not Earl. You're not working for Earl, or you're not working for me, but you're working for Earl. And so everything that we do is working for Earl. And then I just became the janitor at Earl Lube Industries. I mean, that's as low a job as I could think of.
Yeah. I think it's pretty funny. And I like that because you have a great voice. It sounds like this a tough guy type voice. And so the Bubba persona and the idea of a janitor, I think, is wonderful. Okay, so go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, well, I've told you before I fit the persona.
Yeah. And so your friends call you
persona.
Bubba, too. Yeah.
They do. That's where the name came from.
So the bigger question, I saw this written online recently. So why do all the girls love Earl?
You know, I don't know how to answer that. It's just the basically it came out of the tagline. You know, originally I came up with the name Earl Lee, and I was just driving one day. I still remember it. I still remember where I was. And this, the tagline, All the Girls Love Earl, came into my mind. And it just, again, it came out of humor. It came out of a creative session I had with a friend of mine one day in his apartment. He's a really creative guy. I really admired him, and we were just kicking some ideas around. And I was working on this thing, and Earl was actually the mascot for this thing I was working on at the time. And as I drove away, I was still kind of fired up about, you know, this creative session we had, still on a buzz from it. And it just started coming into my head. And so the tagline started. And from there, you know, then started putting the story of Earl together. I have a friend that we call the Z-Man. He's kind of a crazy character. His claim to fame was he was in the Sublime Posse back in the day. Mm-hmm. And he's a writer, wannabe book, you know, author. And so we started meeting at a place that we call Earl's office. Mm-hmm. And I had the basic outline for Earl, and then his zaniness to it. You know, the story just started coming out. You know, Earl is the women are attracted to Earl, and he never, you know, he wears cowboy boots. He never takes off his cowboy boots, and just stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think the best way to explain that, the story, Earl's really, real. Earl's, everybody kind of, when you see a guy with checkered flags and helmets, you think he's a car deal. And Earl is not a car deal. He's not anti-car deal. But really what he's about is glamour in Hollywood and that attraction between men and women and men of adventure. And I like to think of him as a millionaire sportsman from an era when $1 million was a lot of money. And I saw that in action recently at a party I was at. There was about 100 people at this party, and we're an hour or so into the party. And then I looked over at one point, and there's like, to me, it looked like a beehive of women around something. So a male that I am, I'm attracted to that. So I go over there to see what's going on. And standing in the middle of this beehive was a guy named Dario Franchitti. He's a 3-time winner of the Indianapolis 500, married to a movie star, Ashley Judd. And next to him is his buddy, it's going to slip my mind, but Patrick Dempsey. And these two guys are just standing there, and there's women from 20s to mothers, just a buzz. And I'm just standing there watching that, and these guys don't have to do anything but stand there, and there's just this huge attraction. To me, that's Earl.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear exactly what you're saying. I mean, there's something sexy and attractive about that. It is like when you're a race car driver or a movie star, there's a mystery. Sometimes there's a danger. Sometimes just exciting. And yeah, it's the way we think about rock stars in a way. But Earl is much classier.
Exactly.
Than that. Yeah.
Exactly. And in his day, he was the rock stars. You know, I say in his day, the trick with Earl is he is created as a vintage character, but he's very much alive today. So I always walk this line of the vintage yet minty fresh. So, you know, he's immortal. He's still alive today, but he is based in another time. And in that time, those guys were the rock stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. So this whole concept is so different from a lot of the street art that I see. I mean, it's this the third person.
Exactly.
The characters.
Purpose.
And yeah, and so
on purpose.
How do you, yeah, so how do you...
Not that I'm not into those, but that's just not what, that's just not my art.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you hoping that folks take away when they run across Earl? Because it is very iconic and it sticks with you. Because I was telling you, my neighbor remembers it from years ago. It's like all the girls say, oh, of course, I see him all over the place. Where some artists, you don't notice. There's something working there.
Well,
First
of all, I want people to be struck by the humor of it. He's a smiling face. He kind of started in an era when the economy went south, and I can't say that had a purpose impact on him, but, you know, we were all going mm-hmm. through that, and when I created him, and then what happened because of that is it created a lot of a lot of empty storefronts and signs and stuff that we started putting Merrill mm-hmm. up on. There was mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, plywood sales went up at that time because there was all kinds of boarded up stores. And so it was kind of, in my mind, it was a, when you're driving down the street and you saw Earl up on a closed down building, it just brought a sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the last one that I saw in Newport Beach, and I even emailed you about it, it's on a boarded up McDonald's. Is that right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, and even I saw another one down in even Laguna Beach on a coffee shop that went out of business, and it was over the window. And so, that's interesting. So,
I run in bad neighborhoods.
Yeah, no kidding. When you said the mean streets of Corona Del Mar, I thought that was pretty funny. But most of the images that I see online, almost all are in L.A., SEMA, Melrose, or West Hollywood. So it seems they get up and down. I mean, the coast as well.
They spend a lot of time up there.
Yeah. So you must have some, working for Earl Lube Industries with whoever is out there with you, you must have some pretty good stories then of putting things up.
You know, I've been very fortunate, you know, putting up pieces. Sometimes I have help depending on the size of the piece. You know, I've had the local gendarmes drive by all the time, numerous times. And, you know, I just keep pasting, and I've never, you know, knock on wood, never had a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but I've been very fortunate in that sense. And you know, and the other thing is about Earl from the beginning is I'm not a vandal, and I'm very picky about my installations, where I put them, and I try to be as respectful as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's they don't come down very quickly from what I've seen. They typically have a pretty long life, don't they?
I think... part of that has to do with the image. That the very first time that I put, you know, stuff up on the Port Theater in Corona Del Mar, I don't know how long it ran, a year maybe longer. And it was on the plywood, you know, it was a plywooded up construction zone. And, you know, over that year, a lot of things happened on that wall. And at one point, somebody came by and put some graffiti up there, just some simple graffiti right next to Earl. And whoever, I'm assuming the owner of the building, came out and sprayed over the graffiti but left Earl.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny. That's hilarious.
You know, so I don't know why, but that's happened a lot.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'd imagine that he pretty much liked it. It probably gave the place some personality. When they're renovating like that, it looks pretty terrible. And those
like
false walls that we see. Yeah, well, the false walls we put all over the city. And construction areas are absolutely terrible. And in many cities, you can post bills or whatever. But at least in LA, it seems some, our street artists take advantage of those spaces. And
well, the other thing with Earl is I try to get up, you know, I try to get on the spots, high visibility spots where nobody else is at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's... more bang for your buck, though, too. So, I mean, do you have many relationships then with other artists in the area?
I do. originally, I was very much off the grid. I had, you know, I had a well-paying job. I worked for a celebrity of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really worried about, you know, getting in trouble and that not working well at work. But at one point, I like to say I came out of the closet. I went to, I started going to some of the shows in L.A. I was kind of coaxed out of the closet by a gal, Jennifer James, who's a photographer. I met her online, and one thing led to another. And so I showed up at a show in Lab Art when it was relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and then everybody was there. So I started just walking around, and I started giving people Earl stickers, and it, you know, all of a sudden everybody knew who Earl was. They were excited to know who I was. You know, I didn't expect any of that. Mm-hmm. And through that, then I just started meeting everybody, and it was really cool. And at that particular show, you know, there were some people from back east and stuff like that that I wouldn't normally get to meet. So that was really great. Through there, you know, I met guys like Felix, who I've become friends with, and, you know, pretty much have met everybody, Common, Scepterhead, Destroy. Mm-hmm. Destroy I keep in touch with. He's kind of I don't know what the right term is, but he's kind of I go to him when I have questions or ethics things about street art.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always led me in the right direction. And then through that, through going to some of those galleries, other people started approaching me that you know, knew Earl and believe in that campaign. And I've been fortunate to be hooked up with some people that have been doing this for a long time, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's helped me, it's helped me be really professional right from the start. And I mm-hmm. appreciate that.
Sure, sure. So are you interested in showing in galleries?
I am eventually. I have some indoor art that I've started but never finished, but mostly my time is spent doing outdoor stuff. So it's really okay. Just a matter of time at this point.
Yeah.
Time is my biggest commodity. It's like, I send out thousands of stickers and wheat pasters and stuff. It just burns up my time.
Mm-hmm. How often do you get out to do work?
I try to go out every week, but, sometimes it's every other week.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, it sounds like you don't have any sort of hard lines in terms of borders of what constitutes what the Earl campaign does. It could be inside, it could be outside. You don't fall along the lines of if it's street art, it has to be this or has to be that.
I have definite opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have opinions, but, when you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say really is I'm out there. I'm on the street.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. I see, people that, I know I'm a smart guy. I see the formula. I see mm-hmm. people that go out for a short amount of time and all of a sudden they're famous street artists.
Mm-hmm.
I see people Xerox stuff out of magazines and all of a sudden they're street artists.
Yeah.
It's like in anything, there's the good and the bad, but there's a lot of good artists out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I see stuff that, maybe a guy puts up one or two pieces and maybe he happens to hit an electrical box and it gets buff the next day. Nobody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
I hit the, I hit a high spot on Sunset in Fairfax. And, it's a pretty prominent hit. But the coolest piece of art on that thing was a framed dollar bill that somebody glued to the side of that building. That was stenciled mm-hmm. over the dollar bill. It was just this really small piece, and I loved that, and I loved the piece. And whenever I see stuff like that, I try to, photograph it and send it to the blogs or something. There's a lot mm-hmm. of people getting up that don't get much credit, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Which is, And so you take pictures, you try to support that. Do you ever look for those people, or what do you do? Do you try to find them online?
I generally send them to the blogs, and then hopefully, the blogs are more in tune with the players than I am at that level anyway. And, mm-hmm. I hope that they ferret it out when they put it up on their site.
Yeah,
but
sure.
The only other thing I'd like to say about, I'm fortunate to have started doing this before the movie came out. And
mm-hmm.
and that has changed things. Excuse me. Hold on.
No problem. Yeah, you're talking about the the movie you're referring to, Exit to the Gift Shop, is what you're referring to,
right,
correct?
Exactly. Man, I went dry. Hold on.
No problem. No problem. What happens?
Talking
Bubba's
too much.
Used to
there
do,
we go.
Bubba's not
yeah,
used
I got
to
it.
Doing interviews, right?
Exactly. I got it revved up again. But anyway, you know, the guys that I hang out with that have been doing this for a long time, you know, they taught me there's three basic rules. You don't go over anybody. You don't go next to anybody. And you don't hit the public library or the church or anything like that.
Right.
So
right.
I would just like to say for, you know, the guys that are coming up to just try to follow those three simple rules. There's, you know, there's just, it's like anything, there's respect in it. And, and I see some of that, you know, waning at the moment.
Right.
You know, get up. Now, I encourage anybody to get up. I see people get up with a, you know, 8.5 by 11 sheet. That's fine. Just get up, but have some respect for, you know, what's already up.
Sure. I understand that. And but my question would be to follow up on that is places in the Arts District or certain walls have this layered effect. You know, this, it looks like.
Well, the American hotels, have, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like,
that
there's certain
wall,
places
that
like
particular
that.
Particular wall has been like that, you know, forever. And I got to say, you know, I really, really try not to get up anywhere where anybody's even close to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's been Earl pieces on there, but I've personally never put a drop of wheat paste on that wall.
Oh, okay.
But that wall, is, you know, that wall is a living, breathing thing, and the stories behind it and the dramas behind it, I just love all that.
Yeah,
and I understand that. I understand because there's an attraction to me to that. When I drive down the street and I see a, you know, a construction wall full of art, there's an attraction to me in that. That's probably what attracted me to this thing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But for what I do and the guys that I run with, you know, we want to get up big by ourselves.
Sure, and that makes sense. And then when you place something right next to something like that, which a spot jack or whatever, that's, you know, it's insulting,
right.
Correct? And you would feel it was insulting. Well, cool. Well, that's helpful. So yeah, is there anything else you want to mention before we end?
I think that covers it all.
Well, cool. I mean, I really appreciate the time. The Earl Lee story, I think it's fantastic. And I've always enjoyed the imagery. For folks that want to learn more about your work, where could we send them?
Well, I have a landing page. I don't have a full-blown website, but I have a landing page at earllee.com, or allthegirlsloveearl.com will take you to the same place. And then from there, there's social media buttons. You can go to either Facebook, is where I do most of my communicating with Earl's fans. And Flickr.
Great. Fantastic. Well, thanks again. I appreciate the time today.
Well, I appreciate you taking me on.
Yeah, no sweat. This is way too fun. So for folks who want to listen to past interviews or learn more about the book, you can visit us at the Stay Up page on Facebook. But until then, stay tuned till next week. Thanks so much. Bye.
Yes, it's the saddest experience. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know.